This past few months have been one of the darkest places in my life. Let me not say few months, from somewhere around August, September till now, has been or have been one of the scariest, darkest places in my life. And this episode is just going to be about who you call on to in times of your darkness. Now, I know you guys are thinking, Albright was depressed and all. I wouldn't say I was depressed because I wasn't at the point where, you know, I hate everything, I want to be alone, you know, that kind of depression. Now, I wasn't in that kind of state, but I was in a dark place. I could literally feel the darkness in my mind brooding over me. I could feel myself detached from everything. I had writer's block. So for most of you who were asking what's happening with bus stop and oh yeah, that was what was happening with bus stop. I was literally in a dark place. I couldn't really think through things creatively. Let me put it that way. I couldn't think through things creatively. I couldn't analyze things creatively. I was easily irritated, easily bored, you know. I was showing up all right. I was, you know, giving all the smiles. I was laughing. I was doing all the happy things. And yet, I still felt the darkness. And I could literally touch the darkness in my mind, you know. It was one of the things that had clouded my mind so much. And I'm not calling it depression because I didn't want to detach myself from groups of people, if I could say. So I want to go out with friends, but I don't want to be involved in whatever thing they do. I want to just go there, go and sit there, see what they are doing. If it's a prayer meeting, I want to just go to the prayer meeting. I don't feel like praying. But, you know, I just want to be in a place where people are praying, where people are worshiping. But I don't want to do that myself. I didn't have the energy to do things myself. I didn't feel like opening the Bible. I didn't feel like praying. Yet I wanted to be in the midst of people who are studying the Word of God, you know, and just sit there, not contribute, not talk, just listen to them. Absorb what they have for me and just, you know, get going on my way, moving about and all. So I wouldn't really call it a place of depression. I was just in a dark place, a very dark place, and only a few people noticed it because I'm myself. I really don't like talking about my issues to people, and you know, I keep moving on and on and on, trying to fight my battles by myself. So it brings me to the question of who do you call when you're in a very dark place? Who do you call to when you are in the state where you feel like, you know, nothing is really moving? Something you usually will find very easy to do, it's not coming like that easy to you. Who do you call to? Throughout this whole phase, I'm still overcoming the phase, but throughout this phase, I've realized two major things. One is whatever experience you have or whatever thing that you are raised up with counts. Two, whoever you call on to is very, 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 very important. Now, I'm going to merge the two in a way. So I'm going to start from the first one. That is, your life experience can actually impact how you react to things or how you see God, how you perceive things. It actually does have an impact on that. And then after I'm done, I'll talk about who to call on to or who you call on to when you're in a deep or you're in a dark place and you really have nowhere to go. So like I said, this is not one of your normal, you know, episodes, bus stop episodes where you could just, you know, sit down and then listening to just and all. I really hope this episode truly impacts how you view things and who you decide to call on to when you are in your dark place, or who you decide to seek help from in your darkest point or at your lowest point. I hope this makes us understand and we're able to analyze our lives based on our experiences and how we want to see life. Okay, so when I say that whatever you go through as you grow up or whatever thing you experience in your life actually has an impact on how you perceive things or how you view things, I'm going to use myself in this scenario because I was the one who brought up the whole dark place thing. So growing up, I wasn't really staying with my dad. I stayed with my mom. Yeah. And my dad and my mom, they had their own issues, which I'm not going to talk about. I always tell them that whatever issues they are having is their basic concern. However, I forgot that whatever thing they do as parents actually has an impact on me as a child. Because I was so used to, you know, my dad is not around, my mom is looking after me. If I ask my mom for something and she has, she'll give me. If I ask my dad for something and he has, he'll give me. However, you have to always pick up your phone. You know, because I see my mom every time, I can just approach her anytime at all and go like, you know what, I need this, I need that. And she provides if she has. And for my dad, I have to pick up a phone, call my dad, and, you know, talk to him. I need this, I need that. And even sometimes getting him to pick the call becomes an issue because it's either his phone is off or there's no network, or there are times where he picks up the phone and goes like, you know what, I'll call you back, and he never does. Or, you know, he picks up the phone and goes like, mikura mi hia moa. And those comments are meant to be funny. They are meant to be funny comments. But I realized that with time, I wasn't so comfortable with, you know, asking him for things. I wasn't so comfortable with, because I felt like I was just burdening this man, you know. Just picking up a phone, calling him, like, I feel like I'm disturbing him. I don't get to see him every time, you know. So every move made, I felt like probably I should let this man be, because sometimes, to the point where he feels like anytime I call him, you know, I'm asking him for stuff, you know. And I mean, obviously I'll call you and ask you for stuff. I'm not going to call you and discuss, you know, things about, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to ask you what I need and then move on, because technically speaking, you're not my friend. So I can't just come to you and then, you know, start spilling, because we don't have that kind of, you know, relationship established. The point I'm trying to make is it actually affected the way I approach people for help, the way I approach God for help. Because I saw God as my father. Yes, I saw God as a provider. I saw him as someone who could give me everything and anything I asked for. But I couldn't bring myself to asking him for things, because in my mind, he has a lot of things he's doing. He has given me his word. He has given me a lot of prophecies. He has given me what he wants me to do. I'm walking in his will, and, you know, that kind of thing. I was more of, you know, if it's in your will, let it be done kind of girl. And I couldn't bring myself to really ask him, like, you know what, I need help with this. How do I go about this? I just go like, you know what, God, you know the thing, that and that is all. And it's actually funny to me, because I would literally tell someone, you know what, ask God for this. And in my mind, me telling you that ask God for it, I'm literally telling you to ask God for it. But when I'm asking God for it, I'm not going to tell God, you know what, God, I need this, I need that, I need that. I'm not going to elaborate on what I want. No, I'm just going to tell God, you know what, God, you know I need this. I won't talk much, and I expect it to be done, you know. And I wasn't really being specific about what I was praying for. I knew what I wanted, but it was just in my mind, in the cloud up there. But when I'm praying to God,
I wasn't really specific with the prayers I was having because I thought probably in my subconsciousness I was just burdening God with this when He has already told me this. Stop requesting. The way I grew up or the experience I had growing up actually affected the way I could literally come to God and go like, God, help me with this. And it's not really a problem when it's a physical thing. It becomes a problem when it's an emotional thing. Like the dark place I was in, I needed God to help me. Help me. I just had to tell God, you know what, God, I'm in a dark place. I need your help. I need your help to read your word. I need your help to stay focused on this walk with you. I need your help. And I just couldn't bring myself to just say, God, I need your help, because I was far too gone, and I really needed the help. I am so used to pushing myself to doing things that I was still pushing myself to reading the word of God. And so I couldn't read the word of God effectively. I would read the word of God and go like, you know what, I'm tired, and just close it up. But if I had asked for the help of God earlier, I could have, you know, survived. The Holy Spirit would have motivated me and all that. But because I felt like this is my own mind, I have to hold it by the horns, I have to tackle this by the horns. And I didn't have the discernment to see that this thing I'm going through could be an attack. And I need the help of God to actually move through this. I was so focused on my own strength that I forgot that even to serve God, I need God to serve God. The point I'm just trying to make is my experience just made me incapable of certain things, and I couldn't really do what I had to do because I had this experience and I had grown accustomed to it. It has become my habit. I couldn't really go to people for help. I can't go to friends. I can't go to family. And in this world, it looks like I am just doing me with me. And it really affected me. But thank God for people God gives over our lives. People to direct us. People to straighten us one way or the other. I have had lots of people straighten me. That brings me to who you call. When you are in a dark place or you are in the lowest point in your life, you are at a point where you feel like I have to give up, or at a point where you feel it could be depression, it could be anxiety, it could be a whole lot of things. Who do you call to? Stop requesting. Now, using the same dark place story, I was there and one of my mothers called me, the mother of Soul Group, Super Soul. I respect you so much. I love you so much. She called me and she wanted to find out, you know, what's happening with you. Like, I feel there's something wrong with you. Like, what's up? And I just told her everything that I have been going through. I've had writer's block. I've had a lot of issues, a dark place. And the main reason why I wasn't so comfortable with joining a lot of things, even though I wanted to be a part of them, was because I felt I was being a hypocrite, you know, because I'm trying so hard with my strength. I want to be part of this. I want to pray, but I can't pray. People are praying, I'm just listening. I felt I was being a hypocrite. So after I had poured out my heart to her, she just went like, you know what? What do you do when you are in this spot? What do you do when you feel nothing is going on? What do you do? I told her I try and then get in touch with people, my spiritual circle and all that. And she was like, yeah, all those things are good. But have you tried calling for help from God? And at that moment, I was stunned, because I had asked God for help. But did I really ask God for help? I didn't. I just went to, like, you know, the boys kind of thing. Dear God, you know that, and you know them kind of memes that people post. Dear God, and tears are falling on their book. And oh yeah, I had done that. But I had not really gone to God like with a sincere heart and be like, God, this is what is happening to me. I can feel the darkness reaching out in my mind. I can literally feel, I can touch the darkness. it is overshadowing me. Like, I can't read the word, I can't pray, I can't. I had to be specific. I had to go to God with everything that I was going through that I couldn't tell him. And she told me that, try this. So that very evening, I remember around 12, say about 12, 1, 2, it was dawn, midnight, around midnight, say about. I just, you know, cried my heart out, asked God for help, told him specifically what was wrong with me and how I didn't enjoy this part of me. And note that it wasn't like, you know, I had lost my love for the things of God, or I've lost my interest for the things of God. No, it was nothing like that. I could still feel like, yes, it's inside me. I love God, I cherish him, I miss God, but I just couldn't bring myself to do the things that I was supposed to do because of the darkness. And I had allowed myself to stay in that darkness because I was not willing to ask for help. And after I had done that, it didn't take 5 minutes. I just got the energy from nowhere. Because of that, I had messed up my room. I usually mess up my room, but this time around, it was so messy, like overly messy. I had rubbish all over, neat clothes, dirty clothes mixed up, food, everywhere was nasty. And within that space that I just asked for help, I just got up from bed with the energy, with a renewed spirit. I just cleaned my whole room that very dawn, packed my bags, arranged my stuff, swept my room, and I was just feeling like, you know, I'm kind of refreshed. New energy to do something better, new energy to, you know, keep moving. I don't know, I just felt renewed. It just dropped into mind how many people are going through something that they need refreshment, they need renewal, or they need strength to get through, but they are so accustomed to doing things on their own, by their own, by themselves, that they feel like they have no one to actually speak to or no one to talk to, and they keep doing it by themselves even when the enthusiasm, the energy to do is not doing. And you can force yourself only to a point. You can't overforce yourself. You can only push yourself to a point. How many people are in that spot, that dark spot, that lowest point in their life? That anxiety that is killing them, that depression, that they feel like everything that's happening to me, I don't have anyone to talk to about it. Or probably they are going through something in their life and they go like, you know what, I really don't want to share any of things. I don't want to share any of this with anyone. However, I've spoken to God about it. But my question is, have you really spoken to God about it? Or you think you have? Have you been sincere with what you're going through? Have you opened up and told God, you know, God, this is the thing? Or you don't do boys with God. You don't go to God like, you know what, God, you know that day or that day, you know this is what I'm going through. Because I understand where you're coming from. I used to think the same way. You know what, you God, you already know what I'm going through. Why should I come and ask you again? But there are times where he needs you to say what exactly you want openly. So that when he starts doing his will in your life, you can't point fingers that God forced you to do this. I could have gone towards any direction. I could have decided to put my head into movies, stop going to church, forget everything that I know, stick to worldly interventions and all, and I will be renewed. But it will be for only a period in time. It will be for only a short period of time, because whatever nourishment I am getting from the world is not enough to renew my spirit as much as God will do it. How many people have listened to motivation and within a few minutes they just, you know, get up and then start moving about? It doesn't happen. It only happens in God. when you come to him, you are sincere with him, you tell him this, that. You just blink and then you realize that, this is what I was looking for. And you'll be amazed to know that throughout that period, from that period where I got renewed to now, I just keep getting refreshed more and more. And I find myself becoming more of myself, more of the person God wants me to be, more of the conscious, spiritual person God wants me to be. Or even, allow me to say, the aware Christian God wants me to be. Because I've realized that my experience or what I grew up with in this world actually has an impact on my life. It has a way that I perceive things. So I know that if something is happening in my life, I can actually look back and see, is it a trend in the family? Or is it something I have experienced? Is this biblical at all? It has brought me to the state where I realized that if something is happening to me, it could be that it's a trend in the family, or it could be my upbringing. It could be God's way of telling me something. And you'll be amazed to know that anytime, every time I go through something, it's God's way of teaching me something new. I told you guys that last year was about trusting God. Like, it was just totally trusting God, you know. Like, he's going to do it. Yes, he said he's going to do it. I just need to trust him. And that year was about trusting God. Right from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, it was just about trusting God. And this year is taking me to a dimension of asking him for help. Because yes, you can trust him. You can trust him to do this. But what exactly are you trusting God for him to do for you? If you're not asking him, you have to ask. Then you can trust that, okay, I'm asking God to give me this. I trust that he'll give me this. But you trust that God will do it. Okay, what exactly is God doing for you? Start requesting. He's moving me into a habit of asking. Not only from him, but from human beings as well. Yeah, that's one other thing I struggle with, asking human beings for help. And he's actually taking me to that point. And I'm learning gradually to ask human beings for help, ask people for help, accept help that is coming to me. So I have spoken a whole lot about this. I hope you picked a thing or two out of what I have said. If you didn't hear or you didn't understand anything, I just spoke about two things. The first one is your experience can actually affect how you perceive things, both physically and spiritually, and who you ask for help from is very important, because you can actually ask for help from a whole lot of places. But I want to recommend one person that you can really ask for help from, and he will never, ever, ever fail you, and that is God. You just have to be sincere with whatever thing that you're asking from him. Out of the goodness of your heart, you ask him, God, I need your help with this. God, I need your help with this. And trust me, it's been helping me at work. Lately, I've been so productive. I've always been productive. But my productiveness this time around has just shot up. I'm able to do more than I used to do. And I thank God so much for that. Yes, so it's always fun speaking to you guys. This was not one of your normal episodes, I know, but I hope you enjoyed this one as well. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much, so much, so much, so much, so much, so much. Stay tuned, and hopefully I'm able to go back to giving you an episode a month or two a month, who knows. Till we meet again, it's still Ajualani, and this keeps being Bus Stop.